This is CliffCentral.com. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hi everyone. Thanks to Amy, it's her whoopee cushion. We are listening to whoopees the whole episode through. I'm so excited about that. We're going to have a poop whenever we feel like it. Oh, it's so lovely. And thank you for joining us on this wonderful day of the Casper Radio Show. Now remember, you can WhatsApp us now. We've gone digital. What's up? 079-748-2090-079-748-2090 in een kaaps.
079.
Oeh, god, wacht nou, man. Oké.
Okay. Ouwe, 079-748-2090.
Oké, okay, so just write your name when you WhatsApp because we can't see your name. We just see a number. So we would like, I would like to say, thank you, Kobe. We got your WhatsApp. You know what I'm saying?
079-748-2090.
Ga jy nog aan, Sibyl? Oh, my goodness. Okay, people, so we are, this is a very interesting show because I made a little bit of a mistake because I'm getting old.
Yippee.
I'm making mistakes. And I told our guest to be here at 11 when I meant 12. But that means we've got 2 hours.
It's
2 full fucking hours of our, just hang on.
Extra special
guest. Woo-hoo. Mr. Jonathan
Elizabeth
Flismus.
Yes.
Yay. Thanks for having me here.
Ah, John, welcome. And now it's going to be such a wonderful visit. And so we're going to have you here the whole time.
Yes.
And you're going to go like through the motions. And in between, we will surreptitiously, if that is
wow,
what.
We is a word.
Thank you very much. We will go delve into your personal life.
Wow.
Isn't that fantastic?
I am semi-erect at the thought. Yeah. In a media sense, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
obviously.
Ach, man. Now, first of all, I want to say to Alan Committee, happy birthday. We know that Alan Committee is a FOTS, a friend of the show, so he has already been promoted to Sir Alan, which will happen to John today because this is his third time. So he's first as a sir, he's also a FOTS, but more about that later. But Alan as a FOTS and a friend of the show, Sir Alan Committee, arise. Happy birthday, my darling, from all of us here. Have you got a message for Alan?
No. No, honest to God.
Really?
Did
you know him?
I know.
That was so meaningful. So personal.
So Alan?
I could do that. But
that was wonderful. I will send you that
enough.
Link, Alan. Have you got a message for Alan?
No.
You, Gavin?
I want to say, Alan, happy birthday. You are absolutely amazing. You are one of the funniest people I know on the planet. I've got good memories of your shows. I'm obsessed with you.
Oh, that's quite dangerous.
Wow.
And
so creepy.
Creepy. John, what do you think?
Well, Gavin's comments notwithstanding, Alan, it's always rewarding when I find a member of the public who doesn't know who the fuck you are. I mean, we're friends, right? We are friends, but deep down we're comedians. And so there's one person who doesn't know you, and I met them first. So, ha. But also, obviously, happy birthday.
I should have just lied. Happy birthday, Alan.
Yeah. What is nice about Alan is he is an all-rounder.
He is an all-rounder.
He's an all-rounder. He can fucking present stuff and Miss South Africa. And,
yes.
And then he can be funny. And then he can...
He directed the Comics Choice Awards.
He directs.
Really well.
Yep. He's going to direct again this year. The play What I Wrote or something it's called.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Well done.
Yeah.
He's good as a director.
And obviously as a brown noser for Peter Jureen.
And there's that as well. There is that. So
that's all working out for him.
I believe it's all working out very well for him. All of those things in a big package.
God, I just learn a good new word today.
What?
Surreptitiously.
Brown noser.
Oh.
Y'all are information overload.
I think you and I should have our own show apart from their show, because I'm scared for today's show. Casper De Vries and John Flismus in one studio. We're not going to be serious. We're not going to get in a word. It's going to be challenging. Shemaine, be strong. Well, be strong.
Let me tell you, it's going to be serious as well. Because this is John Flismus. You never know what to get. Hey. Beneath all those jokes, the truth will come out today. Yes, exactly. Well, Gavin and Shemaine, those jokes. Now, there is a thing I must tell you people. The Apprentice has started again on television. Remember, Donald Trump used to be The Apprentice presenter, and it sort of went dead. And then they had the Celebrity Apprentice. That's the only one that sort of worked in America. In Britain, they still got the Lord Alan fucking Honey Sugar, and he has got his real apprentices where he really goes into business. With Donald, it was like all fake. Now we got Arnold. So it's more fake even though.
Wow. Arnold hiring now?
Arnold is Comstig hiring. Oh. They have now built a Comstig Arnold Schwarzenegger Incorporated set where they now sit.
What?
Really? Yes. It's so fake. And then, you know, he would say, okay, for the winner for this, Trident Chewing Gum, best for your smile competition, will win 25,000. How does he talk?
Austrian accent.
$25,000. And then the Trident guy pipes up and say, no, Arnold, wait. We are going to give another $25,000. Oh, that is our kind, and that is our, I've got not got a tumor. That is so generous. And then it's so fake. It's cuck.
But maybe
like the accent.
And now Donald Trump obviously thinks he owes the sentence. You're fine. So now you know what Arnold's got to say.
You'll be back.
No. You'll not be back.
You'll not be back.
No, he doesn't. He says, you're terminated.
Is that true?
I promise you. I saw it. I'm so disappointed. Because
I'm also.
I used to love that. I like the English one with Lord Sugar. I've just finished that one. That's nice. But now the Donald Trump one. And he still produces it. Bastard.
President Trump produces
The Apprentice.
I think Arnold realized that the way to become president is not to govern California. It's to be on The Apprentice. That's actually how you do it.
And listen to this. At one time, one of the celebrities is John Lovitch. Lovitch? Don't you say it? The Saturday Night Live guy who's not really that funny.
Right.
And he said, Arnold, and Arnold, I don't know whether this is rehearsed or really part of what Arnold wanted to say, but he said, sorry, here you call me governor.
What?
Now they all gotta go governor.
But he's not the governor anymore.
No. But aren't they like that, the Americans? Now everyone is sucking up to him, brown nosing, here it comes again, by saying governor. Oh my God, governor, I'm so sorry.
The governator.
The governator.
I'm shocked.
It's a load of absolute plastic made up cuck.
So it'll probably do very well in the current American climate.
Yes. What are we going to do, John, with Donald Trump?
I think we're just going to bear him, you know. I think the world is going to go through a case of, like, moaning about him. Ultimately, the world asked for him. So I don't know why everyone is so upset. Like, that's what happens when you fuck around in democracy. You end up with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump as your two choices. Mm-hmm. Chicken or beef, you pigs. Now eat. And so I think it's a great chance for America to show what it really is.
And for them to see who they really are.
Exactly.
Because that really is just a show on. Listen, this is they bitch at us about who we are and the decisions. Same thing.
Well, we're the same. We're the same quality of democracy. We ended up with the leadership we have because we asked for it and we tolerated it.
You know.
So, yeah.
I don't know.
I think if you're Mexican or gay or have an open mind, probably don't go to America for a while. You know. I heard an interesting thing the other day that this wall is not going to be a wall. It's going to be like one of those sort of fences with drones flying. It's going to be enforced by drones, not actually going to be a brick wall.
Who the fuck will pay for it now? Apple?
I don't know. Probably, yeah. Yeah. Apple and Samsung.
Which wall?
The wall that he wants to build. Hello? Yeah. Where have you been?
The Mexican.
Donald Trump wants to build a wall.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's like a bug zapper.
No, that's serious. That's serious.
I said Apple will pay for it because he said Mexico will pay for it. But where have you been, Shemaine?
No, I have really hibernated. I went through my true self this past month.
Shemaine doesn't even know Ellen Committee, so let's not push it to Mexico.
Don't you be cheeky here, okay? Don't.
I will
be
not
right
brown
now.
Nose anyone.
I knew the name, but I mean, I haven't met the man.
Let me quickly go on Google and get general knowledge.
You Google everything. Just Google everything. Word everything.
So Donald Trump already says that the CIA, who he applauded for saying they're going to look at Hillary Clinton's fucking so-called mythical emails, which I don't know really what they did, those emails. Did they end some civilization or nothing. The emails did fuck all. It's just normal human behavior to delete stuff you don't want other people to see. Obviously, I've got stuff I want to delete, but it is not as if it's in national interest. So he said to the CIA, he said, wonderful, yes, do that. Then the CIA says, Russia hacked the email, and now he says, no, you're talking cuck. The same CIA he praised is now talking cuck.
I mean,
I don't know why he said. I mean, and Putin, am I right, is playing him.
Sure. Well, I think we shouldn't look for reason in a man who's prepared to go outside with his hair brushed like that. I mean, that's the first sign that he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
How long do you think it takes people to do that hair?
I think it is other people.
Yeah, it is.
I think deep down they don't really like him. They're the team that send him out every day, but they make him look a bit stupid.
Because you can see the crossing of the back hair with the top hair. There is a great divide, and that's put there
There's
by
a
the
difference
people.
By the texture.
Yes,
the texture
they put it
the
there
yes.
for because they hate him.
Yeah, it might be one of his 87 wives that's just thought, fuck you, I'm going to...
From another country, of course.
Yes.
Because now immigrants are in the White House. I mean, what is the first lady's name now again?
Yes, like
Melanie.
Shavanka. Oh, yeah, Melanie.
Melanie.
Good, you know that, Melanie.
No, I check Google.
Okay.
I don't know if she's Shemaine.
I don't know if she's Afrikaans, though. I don't know if she's Afrikaans.
Melanie.
I don't think it's Melanie.
Melanie.
I don't think she's ever been on Boersoek Vrou. But anyway.
Starting to sound like
But isn't he going to be inaugurated now?
Very soon, Gavin, you're right.
Yes.
2 points
for you.
He's going to be inaugurated very, very soon. They're building the scaffolding already to hang the Democrat. But did I read correctly? Sorry. Someone talk.
Okay, so the thing about quantum physics is that on the surface it looks very complicated, but once you get really, really inside, it's very fucking complicated.
Thanks, John, for rescuing the moment. What I wanted to say is...
Talk.
Why must I talk? What do you want me to say?
What I did hear earlier was that there was someone asking the naked scientist today, if you were at the Big Bang, could you see or hear it? Because nothing had been invented yet. So could you possibly have the equipment to recognize it as what it was?
And what did the naked guy say?
Well, he was very polite and he answered, I just thought, who the fuck has the time to think of a fucking question that is so pointless and stupid?
It must be a Christian.
Had to, you know, Big Bang. Although they're not big on the Big Bang.
No, that's why they ask some ridiculous questions,
yes,
like that.
Yes.
So, like, how is the Big Bang possible? How ridiculous is that? That out of nothing, there was this explosion.
Higgs boson particle.
Yes. What's a cock is that? It was a big, big single spirit who's floating around, and he created it. That's much more plausible. my goodness.
The knives are so sharp.
I did recently tweet that if you say that gay people are against the Bible, then you have to also admit that your belief system has a strict one theory at a time policy.
Oh, yeah. One theory at a time. I don't know what's going on.
Have
with
some
my,
water or
something. I've got frogs.
I forgot your monster. I'm sorry.
Frog throat. But I'm a kill.
I forgot your monster. How does one forget a monster?
I know. Oh, Gavin. Not only did you give away very private information.
I'm sorry.
Where were we when I coughed?
So you were
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. And yeah, you said you...
The scaffolding.
You scaffolding the Democrats. Yes.
What I wanted to say is they are struggling to find entertainers for the inauguration.
To
sing, yeah. They no one wants to fucking do it.
Because there were so many celebrities like lobbying
for Hillary. Yeah.
But I thought that they kind of announced some sort of big name. Did they not have one big name singer who was going to do it? Or?
Is it Ted Nugent? Or?
it could be. No, but there was like a Rihanna or like a big name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a big. I don't know if that was a while ago and they've changed their mind or whatever. But there was, because ultimately you can say you don't want to play Trump's inauguration, but he's the new president for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
So do you really want to be the person who said fuck you at the beginning of a 4-year presidential term?
Why not if you are strong enough in your belief system? Because
I'm cutting you off now, which is very rude. But if President Zuma was in the room right now, would you really tell him what you thought of him?
What I think of him?
Mm.
Probably not in as many words as I would like to. I would be a little bit more discreet about, you know, because I'd be like, my safety.
Yes.
But I mean, I wouldn't like go and say, bow, bow, or if he wants me to do a job.
Shemaine Harris has been awarded the Protea Koi Medal for cultural excellence, and it's going to be presented by Jacob Zuma. Will you go?
What's in it?
What medal?
What's the need?
It's an honor.
You're being honored for your cultural contribution to South Africa, and that is the president's medal. Will you take it from Zuma, or will you wait for another president?
I do not know, because ultimately I have to know what's in that medal for me to go and stand there and
prestige.
Yeah, that's bullshit. You
know, so you won't go.
Prestigious bullshit. I mean, it's kind of like, what do you do during the day when nobody watches?
Okay, so but you'll be remembered. You'll be remembered. Your name will be in the annals of history.
Yeah, but the medal will also be there. They'll just
no, they won't give it to you then, will they?
Of course. If you've got
you're not
going to
accept it. Oh, you got the medal. Oh, fuck, she's got the medal now.
Wait, I'm struggling to follow.
Yes.
I'm just trying to find out.
Do you have the medal or not?
She hasn't got
it. Well, if you've been awarded the medal, all you have to do is go and accept it.
No, but
and now he wants to know, if Zuma gives it, do I accept it?
Yes, but no. So, I don't think it's a case of, if you've been awarded the medal, you just have it. You've got to go and accept it.
Yes.
But people have won Oscars when they've said
that
I want it.
Well, I don't have to swap spit with the man if I want the medal.
So
if
you're
it
taking
means
the medal?
That, yes.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that my thinking is any different. You know, it's kind of like, here's your medal, fuck off. And thank you very much. Ditto.
I think that's so we've got the answer of the entertainment for Donald Trump's inauguration. The people will go
you.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Are they getting paid? We don't know.
I don't know, but I would imagine they would.
Yeah.
then they will go, hey. Especially with Trump, he will just give them.
We always said comedians are mercenaries. If Idi Amin is having a corporate gig and he's paying a fee, someone's going to do it.
Mm, true, hey?
You know, someone true. Will do it.
Mariah Carey, didn't she go for some fucking Syrian dictator?
Did you see her performance on New Year's Eve?
Oh, my God.
Wow. What a meltdown.
Lazy cow.
Oh, and then she started moaning.
She didn't rehearse, and now all of a sudden she's throwing tantrums.
Fuck the whole thing up. And she goes, I need a holiday too. Yes, after you work, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone was correct. Wait. Everyone was ready.
Okay, so for those of us that did not watch the New Year's thing, enlighten us, please. What happened?
So she didn't know what to do. The dancers were doing moves. She didn't follow them. Then she was giving them instructions on the microphone while her own voice was playing on the backing track.
So she wasn't singing.
She wasn't singing. And then there were just these terrible isolated high notes that obviously they recorded.
Before.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Only dogs can hear that.
And then
she was like full on singing and then stopping and then the voice continued. So she was miming.
Oh my goodness.
And then she was standing in the corner there. She was just like a little child.
Oh wow.
And then she said it was Dick Clark Productions who sabotaged her because they want to make her name Totti. Totti for our English speaking people is what's that Totti?
Cock.
They make your name cock on American TV. And then Dick Clark Productions said, we vehemently deny this.
Oh, of course.
Yes, we will. We regard Mariah Carey as one of the best performers ever, but New Year's Eve was not her best.
Shame.
Right.
And she looks like, it was very, I didn't like Mariah Carey, so I loved it.
I struggled to follow her show because I know the Kardashians are like airheads, but there's still a story in their reality show.
Do you understand Mariah? She got a show.
Ooh.
Mariah.
Mariah's got a show.
A
reality show. But it's only a few episodes. It's like Mariah on tour. So she's like in a bikini like 90% of the time.
Oh my goodness. She was in a bikini that night as well.
And she's
actually,
just.
Yes.
And it's just like it's a show for hardcore Mariah fans. I'm not a fan of the show because there's no story. It's just like it's.
So is she still on her meds?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, she's not on. She's on a fourth marriage, I think.
Still know about the marriages. Meds.
Yes.
Takes two in the morning.
Second.
Yeah, she takes two in the morning marriages.
I loved her when she came out years and years ago with that emotion, but I've never seen her live enthrall me or impress me. She never sings those notes. And as John correctly says, those notes were pre-recorded already for New Year. You could hear them there.
You know what? Can I say something? So during this festive season, I listened, I watched a few documentaries and interviews, that people did with her, that whole screaming and things. And there is a little bit of talent, but I think that you just need to catch on a very good day or a very bad day to, like, you know, get whatever performance you get. But she's not consistent in terms of the voice.
She's not. But I don't trust her.
I this is not dropping or anything, but when I met her, she was at a school, like a primary school in Johannesburg, and the dress that she wore, I thought it was very inappropriate because you could just like, if I peep in, I could see like the nipples.
I was distracted. Did you name drop? You met her?
Yeah, I met her.
Oh my God.
I spoke to
her. At a primary school where her nipples were out. It's a hell of a story, man. It's got huge elements.
I was making a point of the contradiction. It is
I'm not name dropping Mariah Carey at a junior school with her tits out at all.
But yeah, she was.
And there was a bit of talent. He said that.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of talent.
I stick to my story.
I wanted to hear about the little bit of talent and the consistency thereof, or lack of.
Yeah. There's proper, like, no, she's inconsistent. She's just like Katy Perry.
Listen, I was distracted because I was looking at the screen and I see there's a couple of messages, but it says December the 2nd. So I don't know.
What?
Maybe?
It's just not right.
Wait, let me go here. Oh,
are you refreshing?
Look at this. There's an animal here.
Oh, my God. We're just standing in the studio.
Are you on the right? Oh, there is a thing there. Okay.
Oh, Bernard says the Rockettes are going to Three Orb. I was reading WeChat. That's WeChat from 2nd of December. Now I'm on WhatsApp. And They were forced to do this, the rockets, otherwise they would be fired. That's our input from Bernard. Okay, so now we know that.
Valuable input.
Can you relax now?
So were the rockets the ones dancing with her?
No, this is Donald Trump again.
Oh, the
sorry, we on this show.
Oh, you just keep moving. There's no lack.
Just move, move, and bowel move.
That was actually me. I just got scared of the pace. That wasn't the whoopee cushion. That's just I'm just overwhelmed.
I've got the list in front of me.
A list of what?
Of the people that are going to be
performing. But can you threaten people like
so
that?
So Donald Trump tweeted and said that there's a person called Jackie
Onassis.
Ivancho, her album sales skyrocketed after announcing her inauguration
performance.
Because
she sold threes. Now she sold 12.
Crazy. Shame. She's a cute little thing, hey? She's actually very talented. No, I don't know her. I know of her.
Of her, right.
Have you met her with a nipple tap?
Didn't see tits, did you? At an orphanage or something?
No, I did not. And actually, tits out at an orphanage might not be such a bad idea.
That is actually what I'm going to call my book, I've decided. Tits out at the orphanage. I think that's the best book title I've heard so far.
She's out at the orphanage. I love it.
Am I going to get some credit for that?
I am. I'm
going to
credit you for that.
Thank you very much. I think my, you've just kind of like gone up, like my crush for you has just deepened.
Really?
Yes. Oh, totally.
Nice one.
Awesome. So, and you were saying?
Who else is performing?
Oh, Lord.
You said Jackie Vanchi. That was your whole list? I mean, my God.
Wait. Yeah, this is the Casper show. One needs to, be by a scarp and follow. So it's that person, Jackie Evangel, whatever. then it is.
We were already covered in Marmite at an orphanage.
A choir, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
That was the other thing I wanted to say. Isn't it depressing, John? That we're going to see all those stooges and fools coming back. Ben Carson, Rick Perry.
What's
this
Carson?
Mormon guy he was running last time?
Yes.
What's his name?
What, waarvan praat jy?
Die vorige president wat geran het GOP teen Obama. He's the Mormon connection there.
Yeah, there's a Mormon connection.
I've forgotten his name.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir is going to sing. Yeah. At, I mean, come on. Jackie
but that
Bunchy
is,
and... Oh.
But Rudy Giuliani, all those fucking rats, they're back.
They're going to be back.
And we laughed at them for a year. And they, God, they're so funny. They're back.
Guess who's and, back?
Yeah, who was this guy who ran for president? He's quite good looking.
Not Cruz.
Cruz is horrible. He's the devil.
Not Santorum. He's a madman.
No, he's fucked.
He's a really mad man.
Yeah, he's totally mad.
It's been so long.
I can't remember. I can't remember when last Alzheimer. Fucking.
Wait, is he the one that ran against
Obama in 20 what? What?
Man.
Was it Kerry?
No. Kerry was Democrat and he ran against Bush.
Ni Romney ni.
Yeah!
Romney.
He's the Mormon Tabernacle knock knock. No, they're not knock-knockers, hey. Choir. Connection.
Mitt Romney.
Now, this is now Donald Trump. This is how scaly he is. In a way, I admire him for that. So, what's this guy's name again? Romney.
Romney
said Trump is, you can't have him. He is death for the GOP. He is stupid and all that. He said that, but people still voted for him. So, afterwards, Trump invited him for a dinner in New York. And then sort of made rumors that he could be Secretary of State, but that was all he did. He just invited him and left him in the lurch to tell him, fuck you, for telling me that.
I think it was that picture of him getting waved away from
the
house.
Bye. But at least he's got the Tabernacle Choir. I think that's why they had the dinner or the lunch. Is to
book the choir.
To book the choir.
Can you get me a deal on the choir?
Yeah. Deal on the choir.
But wait, what is his connection with the choir?
He's
They're
Mormon.
Mormons.
He's Mormon, Romy.
He's Mormon and they're Mormon. That's the connection, Mormon.
Mormon.
Yeah.
Mormon. Okay, Gavin, remember it that way? Associated with Mormon? Mormon?
Are they the ones who, there's only 144,000 of them going to heaven. When it's already.
Is it them or the Jehovah's? I'm not
quite remember.
Sure. There is an exclusive club where they got like the gold compy ticket, golden circle ticket.
Yes.
And then if you come with your fucking
special
silver ticket. Hello? Yeah. Then no, sorry.
Sorry, mate. Yeah.
Oh, this choir has been criticized for participating in the inauguration.
Really? Why?
And one of its singers, Jan Chamberlain,
yeah?
quit the group.
Because, oh, you see.
Because he would not sing for
and
Trump.
And started a new church.
He yes. said he
Mormon
wrote on
2.0.
This Chamberlain guy wrote on his after the drama, then he wrote on his Facebook and he said, I could never throw roses to Hitler.
Oh, we love him.
Mm. Okay, have you ever?
Go Jan.
At Hitler too, yeah.
Because I mean that guy's got a point because
he's got a point.
Trump is all about hate speech, but you know,
and you know all the things, all the people he is appointing—they are like ex-generals, and it's all military and all very rich, scaly business people.
Yeah, so a lot of billionaires in the cabinet.
Oh my God, it's going to be so corrupt. Jeez. I mean, we will be having a wonderful time with Zuma.
This is another time that they come and speak about the Illuminati. So they're probably part of the Illuminati because they don't need the money.
You don't need
the
Illuminati.
Paid.
What the fuck
There's
is
no
Illuminati?
Such thing as the Illuminati. Do you want to know what the Illuminati is?
Tell us.
White people. That's the Illuminati. That's what it is. From the beginning of time, they've owned all the land, all the capital. They fucked everyone else up. They've eaten everything and they own everything.
Okay.
It's the Illuminati's white people.
That's why they illuminate the whiteness.
Whiteness.
Mm.
Okay, so what's Ben Carson doing there then?
He's not in the Illuminati. He thinks he's in the Illuminati.
He thinks he's been taken for a fucking
Nor is Rihanna and nor is Kanye.
They call him Uncle Tom behind his back.
Mm. So. Uncle Tom. Wow, yeah. That's deep.
Because there's layers. You've got to have layers. When you're hiding shit, you have to have layers. Deep. You have to have people who think that they are what they are. And the Freemasons have been thinking they're the Illuminati forever. They've got a ring and a handshake. They don't know nothing. They don't know anything.
Woo!
Now, does anyone know about a real-time game you can play on the internet, please? I'm looking for a game you can play with someone. Like if I want to play with Shemaine and she's at her house and I'm at my house and we want to play something together real-time. Not Scrabble. Not Scrabble.
What happened to Second Chances? Is that thing still there?
I don't know.
Darling, are you talking love now?
Now I'm talking about a game that you play, virtual thing where you meet and greet and do all the shit that you normally do in your life, but just, you know, on a different platform, which was that. I mean, you build your own home, you what?
Oh, it's like Sims, or it's like a Second Life.
Yes, you've got a dual life, a parallel life.
Right.
Yeah, but that's too... Once again, that'll take too long. You know, I want to play a game real time like Uno, but you can't play Uno anymore. You could, but you can't. So I'm asking people out there to WhatsApp me if they know about a game like this. Please enlighten us. And while we are talking about the internet, at the moment, what's happening in Las Vegas?
Kevin, what do you mean?
What's happening in Las Vegas at the moment? For 3 points.
The prostitutes are still roaming the streets and dishing out their business cards.
Is it the Adult Video Network Awards?
It's not the business card anymore. It's a micro.
A micro what?
No, I'm talking cuck. No. Las Vegas, they've got the technical fucking convention.
Oh, very
with
good.
With all the new gadgets.
Consumer.
Yes.
Electronics.
CES.
Consumer Electronics Showcase or something like that.
Something. People, the things already coming out there. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. There's a new TV. It's 4 millimeters thick.
Yikes.
Jeez, that.
It's like wallpaper. You slap it against your fucking wall. It's big.
Mm.
4 millimeters out. Like a less than a painting.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
That's awesome. Hey?
That's like 4 millimeters.
It's probably gonna take years before we can afford it.
Yeah, that's the problem, you see.
Mm.
But this is always the time to salivate for those kind of things. It's always in Las Vegas this time, every year, and then January.
What else?
There's an app that you can control smells with in your home. I don't know what kind of smells. I suppose it will be nice smells.
I hope so.
So if you take a big dump on the toilet of your guest, you quickly access your app and press vanilla, vanilla, vanilla. I don't know.
Isn't there
now
already?
We know what flavor guest has got in his loo.
No, okay. I've got vanilla on me. I love vanilla. It's Jean Paul Gaultier. Vanilla. Yeah.
There's an app like that already.
Isn't vanilla also a sexual word for something? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going vanilla, isn't
it? Yeah, I think it is. Isn't it like very plain?
Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. What about Rocky Road?
What's that?
I'm just, if vanilla is a normal sex, what is Rocky Road?
Yeah, yes, is that, that'll be bumpy.
So back to that. So obviously it's an app, so it's an app on your tablet. So
on your phone.
Da gaan reuke uitkom.
No, I think you connect it like a battery or something.
It's like Airwick, man. Airwick is way ahead with that thing.
Yeah.
You just press the button, it does the same thing.
Yeah, it's true. No, you're right. I think it's more to do with...
It's called Airwick. Hmm? Yeah.
It's more to do with pretentiousness, I think. You know, wherever you are, you go...
And then
I'm going to smell something. Yeah.
Love it.
There's Aristotle. Aristotle, how do you say it in English?
Aristotle.
Aristotle is a new robot that will grow up with your child.
Aww.
Yeah, so you put them together and then they sort of grow up together.
Oh, wow, it's a Mikey done.
Yeah. Is it the Oleg Nee?
It's prachtig.
Wow. Dangerous, because that fucking robot.
What if he goes crazy? I've been watching movies.
Yes, he's going to whisper sweet nothings
Aristotle
in that child.
Goes rogue, yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden the child goes, kill all men.
Oh, my
God. Aristotle. There's an invisible shield for $80 for your phone. The guy who made it had a hammer.
Mm.
Isn't there a song, If I Had a Hammer? He hammered his fucking phone. It didn't, it had dents, but it didn't crack. This new shield. $80. Wow. What's that, R1,000?
Oh, I would love
that's
to.
Quite invisible sheet. Drop your phone and nothing happens.
Yeah, you don't, you know, nothing happens. You invisible. Don't see invisible sheets. You don't see a thick 4mm TV on your screen. You see nothing. If you're into drones, and I want to thank, I don't know if you know this, but WeFix, who was iFix, who is WeFix, sounds like a musical number, they gave me a fucking drone.
Wow.
And I've been flying it, and it is fantastic.
No!
It's called a Phantom. It's one of the top-notch ones.
Oh, it's a great drone.
And it's got stable camera, and it's fantastic.
No!
I know.
Oh,
thank you, WeFix.
Oh, my God, I'm so jealous.
If you're into drones, they got Epson glasses out. You put the glasses on so you don't have to look at your screen anymore when you remote control your drone. You look through the glasses and see exactly what the drone sees while you are working your remote control.
No.
I promise you, my darling, and it is...
When did you get it? Was it your Christmas prezzy?
Oh, the drone now.
Yeah.
The glasses are now out in Las Vegas. I got it as a Christmas present from WeFix to say thank you for Konsa Story and for telling us to go fuck ourselves so they're not going to sponsor us anymore. So I got this WeFix drone, but it's a nice thing.
And the practice, is it like how
it's easy?
Is it easy?
And you know what? If you start panicking, which you do in the beginning, you press a button, and it will come back.
Oh, my God, I'm so going to be your best friend. For
and
a blast.
A remote control.
A mctrol.
A remote control. Remote afstand beheer.
Yeah, you got the remote control. Then you got a clip. You put your iPhone or your phone onto the clip. There you see what the drone's camera is seeing on your iPhone.
So what nice footage have you had already?
Not yet. No, I'm still practicing how to turn. But then on your iPhone, if you get confused and worried, you press a button, come home, and all of a sudden and it goes up to a level, it comes to you, and then it lands.
Oh my goodness, how big is it?
It's like this desk.
It's a Phantom. It's a very good drone.
It's a good drone, eh?
Yeah. Oh, so you know it.
I know.
He knows the Phantom. I mean, John loves gadgets, don't you?
A bit of a gadget nut.
What does John not know?
No, there's a lot I don't know, like how to run a successful marriage. but that's a good drone. And
fun and laughter.
Do you know which drone it is? Is it the 3 or the 4?
It's not the fucking 4. I'm jealous. It's the 3.
But still a very good drone.
I want the 4, though.
It's a great drone, the 3.
It's a good drone. And I'm just so impressed with the stable camera.
Wow.
Oh, well, I've seen the footage on the camera, on the phone. So I haven't recorded yet, but yes, you can go for it. But now apparently there's a strict law that you can't fly over a house.
Yes.
Because then they're going to lock you up.
Thankfully.
Is there drone porn yet?
No, good idea.
Google, though, does have some.
Can you imagine the drone at the end of the bed going up into the vagina?
It's a hell of a thing. Hey?
Hey?
Dronography.
That must be.
And the pubic hairs will have like a little
wind. From the wind.
Yeah.
From the fan.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
John, where's John T? Where's John?
Like a fan fanny. It's crazy.
A fan fanny. Graphic effects. Oh, I love it. Okay, one more thing. There's a mattress out now for $2,000.
What did it?
At Las Vegas, the CIES. It's called the sleep number. Mm. And they say it can sense what you're doing in bed and then automatically adjusts.
Ooh. Okay.
So, what I mean, if you're doggy style, all of a sudden. I mean, this bed.
I thought the bed could hug you, so
it can do that as well, maybe.
Well, I mean, I think that sums up men and women. You know, ultimately, what we're looking for from a bed is doggy style, and you just want a hug. You know, like that really sort of sums up.
That sums up men and women.
Oh,
thank you,
my
John.
Goodness.
That was very insightful.
What
thank
is this?
You.
What could this bed do when you sleep alone?
It probably just weeps for you.
Maybe you wank or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the bed will sort of hug you.
Promises not to laugh.
Oh. It can spoon with you, I suppose.
I'm finished.
I wondered. But it starts only at 2008. Goes up and
starts.
Up.
Starts.
It
wow.
starts. Yeah. So it's still very expensive.
Oh wow.
Okay. Well, now we gotta go to our soap. It's called Consistory. Consistory. And Gavin, I've got a part for you today.
Yay.
I will show you, and you just you remember our character Elizabeth has died by the hand. What do you say? By the hand of her son? How do you?
Yes, yeah.
At
yes.
the hand.
At. Sorry, fuck.
And it's in all yeah.
I think it's called matricide.
Matricide.
When someone murders their mother, it's matricide.
Oh.
And maybe it was a $2,000 app.
Why?
We don't know.
That's hot.
Very nice.
That's hot.
He brought. You see, that's why he's a top comedian. He's bringing in
yes,
stuff, incorporating
hot.
It on the fly. That's what your audience that's wants. That's what impresses them. Very good.
That's why I crush on him.
You crush? Oh, don't crash,
I'm
hey?
Yeah, man.
Okay, so Gavin, are you ready?
Begin ons al.
Are you ready?
Yes, but I'm ready. But
not,
are we
don't
starting?
Now, yeah, I'm going to start the thing, but you.
And I need water.
Like you're on later.
Do you want some of my water?
Drink your water. I'm going to turn off your fucking mic now, and then we're going to listen to this.
I'm not Betty.
And when it's your turn, you must make. You must make a speech, a eulogy to Elizabeth. She's died. Damien has murdered her with a building block. Remember? With a Lego block. Okay, so we're there now. But you're not on immediately, Gavin. So I'm switching off your mic just in case. Just say hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Again?
Hello, hello.
Okay, you still there? Say again.
Hello, hello.
Ah, there you are. You're gone. Okay. Okay, so you're gone. Thank God. Okay. En weer eens staan ons hier in ootmoed met nog 'n dooie wat begrawe moet word in ons klein kenniskring. Maar so is die lewe en so ook is die lot. Oogies vol traantjies en neusies vol snot. Elizabeth was 'n goeie mens. Sy het omgegee vir ons, sy het my gehelp. Om uit my amnesia / wat die fok noem is dit nou weer as jy iets vergeet?
Geheueverlies
te genees het is. En nou is dit terug, die kringloop is voltooi. En ons dink besonder vandag aan Dr. Langerhans en die klein mikrokosm. Vermeng van Langerhans en Elizabeth, naamlik Damien Langerhans, wat ook hier sit, 'n held wat sy mamma wou red, maar dit nie kon regkry nie. Welkom, Dr. Langerhans.
Ag, baie dankie, Dominique Kondes. Besonder
sympathiek van jou en ons waardeer dit. En klein Damien, alhoewel hy slimmer is as die meeste kinders, verstaan seker nog nie alles heeltemal nie. Nee, my skat.
Mama, weg.
Door die oom hier, bank brand my.
Ja, ek die laatste stukkie nou nie mooi verstaan nie. Nee, hy sê net, hy kry sy boukies brand. Dis maar al.
O,
so, dan...
Dokter Langerhans, kan jy asseblief die kind net so bietjie restrein, asseblief?
Ja, nee, ek sal. Kom, Damien, sit. Suig jou tietie.
Damien, in die naam van Josia, in die naam van die Leviete, in die naam van Kurt Derren, en in die naam van Karen Meyren, vraag jou nou om jou lippe te sluit.
Mama, weg.
Dis beter. Jy, dominee, jy is goed hoor. Jy moet vir my sê wat sy instructies was daai.
Goed, nou kom ons vra vir Elizabeth Smoke. She is the English and her fourth cousin thrice removed is here to say a couple of words about her. If you could come forward, please.
I'm very honored to be speaking at my cousin's
that's a good one
funeral. I did not understand any word of what you're saying, but I did not really know my cousin, but from what I've been told.
By a donkey. Thank you very much, Bullshit.
As sy brand, gordyn gaar, die arme Elizabeth. Hoe moes sy nie gevoel het in haar laaste uur?
Ja, yes, like ek kan het dink. Rita, ek hoop jy is okay. Ek verstaan, jylle was nogal naby aan mekaar.
Ons was, jy weet, want kyk, kon het vergeet, kon het amnesia gehad, en sy het kalkoengare. Sy het hom gehelp, sy het hom teruggebring, en ek ook met my siekte, koekgare, het baie op haar skouer geleed, en nou sy nie meer daar nie. O, sy brand, het jy vir my een zakdoekie?
Ja, jy kan somme hierdie ene gebruik. Ek het hom nog net so 2 keer gesnuit.
Lek. Sy stok.
Ai toch, Rita, om jou so te sien, het maak my hart ook somme baie seer. Ek raak nog op bevoer my begrafnisse, want dis soos een brownie wat platval of een koek wat nie reis. O, melkwaard wat sier is, vir my is die einde, dis ons nie terugkeer nie.
Sy blant wil jy die tissuekie terug?
Asseblief, ek het hom nodig.
Mens, hier wil jy my troos en die troos ek jou nou.
Het wys net vir my, ek en jy, ons is een span.
Ons is een recept, sy brand, een recept waarmee niemand mag doorn nie. Kom, vadergare!
En nou vra ons asseblief, dat dokter Langerhans voorn toe kom.
Mama, weg.
Elizabeth, dit was soos die kromosoom wat in een melktaart geval het, ek en jy. En nou is die harisoom van die kromo is los, en ek en Damien voel dit. Maar die gerustheid van jou melk en die taart sal ons altyd onderskraag. Ek praat met sommer wat ek borrel. Ek sal my lewe weer optel. Rita, jy is meer as welkom om weer te kom vir sessies. Kom ons gaan maar weer aan.
Hakkie toch dit langer ons. Kom gaar.
Rust en vrede. En nou wil ek vraag vir iemand speciaal hier iets sê. En dit is vir Elizabeth. Elizabeth, dankie vir alles.
Sy brand het hier vir my tissue.
Hier so, jy is nou net 4 keer gebruik.
Goedemorgen, welkom bij de vergadering van die Redsres, die dwellen afdelen. Zo ver wil ons net zeggen, ons toen een wens. Alles doen goed. Een van ons celleiers, Marcel.
Het het goed gegaan, ons hiersteens het rechte waar een geil oes gehad dit jaar. En baie blij om deel te kon wees daarvan. Ek het ook hier my, uit die consistorie.
Goedenavond, mijn naam is Benny.
Goedenavond, Benny. Welkom, Benny.
Ik heb hier iets wat ik graag wil tentoonstellen. En dat is die man hier langs mij. Hij is het dominee van de hervormde kerk. Zeg hallo.
Goedemiddag.
Zoals jullie kan zien, dat is om een geblinddoek. En dat was op bevel van Leeuwbekkie, wat ook hier is, in Veige.
Hallo, Amma, en verwelkom asseblief my sister, Leeuwbekkie.
Hallo.
Benny, gaan aan.
Hierdie dominee, wat geblinddoek is, en dus nie weet waar hy is nie, het ek aan 'n lokval gelei, deur weer op en af te stap voor 'n stasietoilet. Gelukkig het ek by die apteek kinderpanadestroop gesteel, en ek het daarmee die dominee onder dwang gebring en om eindelijk as het ware laat uitpaas. Ons het hom geblinddoek en nou is hy weet nie precies waar hy is nie, maar hy weet hy gaan nou les op sê vir wat hy doen, because you gotta practice what you preach, dominee, and that's not what's happening with you, is it?
Ek het mos nou reeds te kenne gegee dat ek sal ophou preek teen die sonde daad van homoseksualisme.
Shut up! Ken ons jou nie. Hoor hier, dominee.
Ek luister, jy is bezig om my te blackmail. Dit is verskrikkelijk. Ek weier om saam te werk met hierdie verskrikkelijke planne wat jylle in die mou voer.
Jy is al so pers, soos ons jou afpers. Hoor hier, van nou af sal jy elke maand jou hele salaris betaal aan hierdie drukkartel.
Maar ek verstaan nie, wat kry ek hieruit?
Anonimiteit!
Ja, hoe dit basis sal werk, is jy kry die geleentheid om die skandes wat jy gepleeg het onder die dekmantel te hou, en ons kry die geleentheid om ons mediese toebehore sonder enige probleme te versprei binne in en om jou gemeente.
Dis hy. Ek kon het nie beter gesê het nie.
Wel, meneer die dominee, wat jy nie besef nie is Benny, is ook so iets wat in 'n benarde posisie met betrekking tot sekere skuldeisers wat aan sy deur klop, aangaande doopfonte wat hy bestel het.
Dis reg.
Dit word nou jou verantwoordelikheid om te verseker dat Benny se skuld nie net gedelg word nie, maar dat die dekmantel waaronder hy beweeg nooit in die openbaar bekend gemaak word nie.
Verstaan jy nou, dominee?
Ek moet binne my gemeente julle help om dwelms te versprei.
Ja, en nie net dit nie, jy gaan Benny se skuld ook afbetaal. Of anders, my vriend, ons het, kyk hier op my sel, die huisgenoot, ons het rapport, ons het Afriforum, ons het die ATKV, sy vakansieboekenjournaal, alles op speed dial.
So dit beteken dat jou hele lewe oopgevlek sal word, tensy jy saamwerk.
Jy
Julle het my. Julle het my vas. Vas soos die gebooie. Ek het geen ander keuse as om saam te werk. Ek wil dit weet. Nou toe antwoord ek. Wie staan aan die hoof van hierdie organisatie?
Wel, dominee, jy kan nie sien nie, maar jy kan hoor. Onthou hierdie stemme. Jy ken my nou al baie intiem, want ons was saam in die toilet. Ek is Benny. Dan is daar Marcel.
Hallo, dat is ek. En dan is daar my stiefskoonsister, Vygie.
Hallo.
En dan haar baas, Leo Becky.
Hallo. Ek dink dit is tyd dat ons ook net aan allemaal hierso uitwys wie rarig in beheer van sake staan.
Wie is dit? Wie is dit, sê net vir my, dat ek my gemoed skoon kan hou soos ek julle help met hierdie afskuwelike dade?
Almal dink nog altyd dat ek aan die hoof van hierdie organisasie staan, maar die werklikheid is dat die eintlike leier van hierdie dwelmkartel
is ek, Vygie. Vygie, goeie genade.
O, Heere.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
You are listening to Casper's Radio Show.
It's an extra special show today. It's an extra special show today because we've got extra special guests, and that is Charmaine Harris, all the way from Namaqualand. No, sorry, I was stumbling in the greatness of the moment, because it is time, dear people, for John to be knighted here on the Casper Radio Show.
Right.
Woohoo!
He is a FOTS, friend of the show. In the same league as Alan Committee, he's going to be knighted now. Jonathan Rocksmith, and I think Sharon.
Not Charlene. Charlene not knighted yet.
Charlene has been knighted. She's Dame
Charlene
Shirley.
Sir T. Richard.
Yeah, that's
Dame Shirley.
It's a selected few. Now, I've asked John his favorite music, and stirring music, and we got this, which I think is beautiful. It's from ages ago, but we're going to play this. Oh, goodness, beautiful.
Hey. Music to be knighted by.
Music to be knighted by.
Do you guys know what this is? This is a bad question, right?
I heard because you told Casper.
Right.
Do you know Gavin?
Near Google. At my stepdad.
What from Shazam?
Shazam, yeah.
Of Shazam.
Shazam is a much better one. You know what you have to do onto the screen to get the name of the owner?
That's a new app for Las Vegas. I'm immediately writing it.
Shazam. Yeah, that's Shazam. We'll
you guys are so unfair. We've now become the brunt of your jokes.
No.
I think we should do the app Shazam. Underneath, just that, who's your daddy?
It's a DNA test. It's fantastic. And you're comfort of your own home.
Shazam, who's your daddy? I love that. We should do it next year.
In the comfort of your
comfort
own
home. Comfort of your own
home. Oh my goodness. We are gathered here tonight, John Vlismas, as a special knight in the Order of the Garter of the Casper Radio Show. Herewith I take out my sheath and place it lingerly and lovingly on John's left shoulder and on his right shoulder. Anything to say, John?
It's I get so nervous at these occasions. I'm really sorry.
And we say, arise, Sir John.
Thank you so much. Both nipples, Your Majesty. Thank you. Thank you.
John, how did it go in Potchefstroom this year? Because you, that's the last thing I associate you with.
Yes. As soon as you're a knight, the questions get much harder.
You're a knight. Now we're in the higher level.
It was a bit sudden, huh?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've always, there's a backstory. So I've always been amazed how you've taken the Afrikaans audience to a different, place. Mm. And that's awesome. Mm. So when Skalk said to me, this is the first time we're doing like a stand-up only show at Art Club. Is it Art Club?
Yes, Art Club. Yeah.
So would you, I was like, absolutely, of course. Like, that's a great idea. And then I went there, and then it was this uneasy truce between this kind of small audience and me and them, and then everyone was very polite and accepting, but I feel there were like 8 people in the audience who were like secretly yay bring it, and the others were like, okay, so we're tolerating you here because we have to, because
you're our guest,
but when you finish, if you want to go home you can. That's okay. And I drove home that night. I didn't stay at my lovely guest house where they'd offered for me
and
to stay.
And the expletives that ran after that?
I used many expletives. I felt it was important not to try and pretend. You know, when the lion faces the impala doesn't say, I'm not a buck. And the lion doesn't say, I'm not a fucking predator. So why would we pretend to each other? And it was great. I mean, it was a historic little moment. But interesting.
And it's over now.
It's over now.
Would you do it again?
Well, I believe that's one of the big things about sodomy. It's not the actual act of sodomy. It's when it ends. This is when a lot of the really good part comes. So.
Okay, so wonderful. So now you can get your, what do you call it when you go in hypnotherapy? Hypnotherapy. Yes.
I don't know. Get your thing. Yeah. I've got my potch wings, basically.
You got your potchies. Okay. Now you just got to buy a porchy and then you're fine.
Then I'll be.
Talking about that, you have had an exhibition a couple of weeks ago where I was.
You opened it.
I opened it. I had the privilege to open it in front of a very la-di-da arty audience.
They were quite
difficult,
arty.
Eh?
They were quite arty.
I was trying to be like jovial and funny. Not a titter.
Not a titter.
The only titter I heard was from John.
Yes, I loved it.
How can people not titter at you?
I don't know.
I look at you and I titter.
I was trying my fucking best.
I feel like they were trying to find the seriousness of everything.
I was saying, yeah.
You know, but I thought it was a great thing. And the man who owns the gallery said, we don't want to bring comedy fans. We want to bring art fans. So maybe that's the... He invited people. We didn't get to invite them.
Yeah,
people.
But I was trying to be artfully, esoterically funny.
But you can have...
Who did I mention that woman? I can't remember. A painter I mentioned. I've even forgotten the name now.
Is it Marlene Dumas?
No, she's dead. She's dead. You know she died.
She died.
She died just now.
Seriously?
I promise you.
2016, you again.
Isn't it?
Really? David Bowie and Marlene Dumas.
And... George Michael and Prince.
A long list.
Debbie Reynolds.
One
my career.
At least it's in good company. You know.
Sure. Marlene de Mayo, she's done. Now, Georgia O'Keeffe, I was mentioning her. That one who Georgia painted O'Keefe, like a cactus looking like vaginas.
Yes.
No one did it.
No one even did it.
But John is very talented. He has got...
Thanks,
you can hang that painting in every bloody home in the world. Like, it's like, you know, the rich people? They will buy it. It's stunning.
At which gallery is it?
It was called...
Art Eye.
Art
in Ellis House in... I don't know what that part of town is called, but it's near the Ellis Park Rudapur. Stadium.
No.
Oh.
But can one still view it?
It's closed now.
No, not there. Don't you have footage on YouTube or on your website or something?
I'm a bit lax with the art stuff. Okay. I'm not a very good art promoter. I don't know. I'm sure it is on Art Eyes. Page.
We must go have a look.
Out.
It's very millennial for Charlotte, and she's old, eh? She's the oldest of us all, and she's asking to see it on
online.
The internet.
Millennial.
Yay. It's my birthday.
How would you describe your art?
Challenging. I think, I don't know what the style is called. I really don't. And that was a collaborative show with Juanita. So
that's right.
There was some sculpture and some mixed media. Yeah. And like, I don't normally work like, I normally just paint with oil. But I paint people, and they're very, very heavily stylized. Mm. So I was never taught art. I don't know anything about art. I feel I had to do stuff. So I do... I do sort of transfer the idea onto the canvas with oil and charcoal, and then I paint over that. So, so whatever that's called, and then I paint figures, human figures.
What do you, these figures are, if you look at it the first time, it's alienating because it's strange. But then they're quite like, I used the word minions, unfortunately, that night, and people didn't like that. But they are little minions.
They are minions.
They are little
true.
Fucking minions. I want to hug them. Yes. Talking about Charlene. What's your name? Shemaine. You wanted to hug. You'll hug them.
Would I?
I'm quite obsessed with finding the humanity and grotesque.
In the grotesque.
In the grotesque, yeah.
Yes. Because when John started talking about them, and he said, oh, this little thing has got that problem. And aww. Then I saw it, and I...
They can tell stories.
But it's a bit, I mean, it's alienating. If you don't know a lot, you might be thinking, what the hell is going on here? But Francis Bacon, you said you're a big fan of his.
Big fan,
and then you were taught by Robert Hodgson.
Yes, we had a very nice relationship for like 2 years. Robert's
what
work,
are we looking at?
It's just one at the moment.
We must tweet some of your stuff on
that's
the
cute.
On
cool.
the
well, not cute, but yeah. I'd say that
it's beautiful.
Mikhail something something. Words right. fail me. Menopausal right. brain. But yeah.
Baryshnikov?
Did looking at my painting force you into menopause? I mean, that's the worst review I've ever had. Did I like it? I fucking went into menopause.
I'm trying to get the name of this guy, Michael Michal. And he is in Pretoria, but it's very
Grobler.
Is it
Michiel Grobler?
Yeah, because he's also got this kind of a style. I hope it doesn't offend
no,
you,
it
but
doesn't
it,
offend
it's
me
reminiscent
at all.
Of some of his work.
I'm a bit of an.
But, yeah, it's stunning. Well,
it's beautiful.
Isn't it a pity, though, that our exhibitions can't tour?
It would be great. It would be great. Maybe when we're like dead and famous artists, then they'll take it in a crate. And
can't your company whack it?
Yes.
Whacked. Whacked is that other
That's
moron.
The other dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I like him.
Yeah.
Wait.
I did a gig at Darren's Club the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's the best comedy club in the country, you know.
Where?
It's called Wackheads Comedy Club. And
oh, it's your club?
No, it's his.
Oh.
But it's the best design club in the country.
Has he got a comedy club?
Yeah, at the Carnival City. They've converted the show bar for him.
Okay.
Wow.
Best layout, it's not like too fancy. It's a proper, and the audience is raked, so they sit right on you.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I remember that.
You should play it out. Yeah, it's quite a good one to go play
it. Is it like Joe Parker's? Like people sit and drink?
Yes, but but it's more like a bowl. It's not, Joe's is very kind of flat and sunken, and this is more like a bear pit, which I really like. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you got a company, you do all kinds of stuff. You do corporates, you do, why don't we now open a wing where we have art that can tour?
Like a touring exhibition.
Your art, my art, there's a lot of art. Arno, what's his name? From Naked Goose?
Yeah.
Arno Carstens.
Oh my word.
And have you seen that painting around?
That is
under the
awesome.
Wax umbrella.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll put
Taffy,
that down
are you listening, my darling?
She is actually.
Awesome idea.
I'll get a response saying we're not doing any more new projects. Fine.
What's the new project for this year?
The new project for this year is, so the Good Race is coming, back. I'm going to do that again in,
fantastic.
In March.
Yay.
At the Lyric,
it was a stunning show.
And then take it to Durban and Cape Town. We've also become quite involved in Durban, so we have a.
I saw that.
Yeah, we've got a partnership in Durban, so we have a comedy week once a month, which is five shows at five venues over a week, and that's every month. So we'll be doing a lot of that. That's new. The Durban Summer Comedy Festival, which is with Savannah, that's a great new thing that's in December.
You are a Durbanite, am I right?
I was in fact a Durbanite.
Okay, so you can associate with that place.
I'm allowed. But it's weird. I mean, going home to do business is weird. Because everyone says, oh, you're not from Durban. Well, no, I'm from Joburg now. And we get up really early and we go to bed fucking late and we work hard. But there's a beach there, which means it's a bit more relaxed. Coastal vibes.
Yes, yes.
So that's weird.
And the water's warm.
The water's very warm.
Yeah, that's nice.
There's exciting new comedy awards that we're going to be announcing, adding to the list of awards. Oh. There's some new awards that we're just working on at the moment, so that's quite cool.
Inside your Comedy Choice Awards?
Inside the Comic Choice Awards. There'll be some new, very cool categories. There might be one for video, and there's the All Africa, the Comic of Africa, the African Comic of the Year.
John, I must remind you that as a recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award of 2016, it sounds so long ago, I am allowed to present an award that night to someone.
Absolutely.
Please, I'm on standby.
We'd love to, and also we'd love you to be involved in roasting whoever the next Lifetime Achievement
Award. I love the roast. I love it. I've already worked out.
Well, I think I'm going to say grilling, because roast is owned by another huge corporation, but we do grillings,
You do the grill. I love the grill and the roast. It's lovely. And we had fun with mine. I loved it so much. Pity it's not on record somewhere.
It would be very nice if it was.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
No.
Wow.
Because it's like not a roast, it's a grill. And you know the roasts they with? Comedy Central. Comedy Central. But I heard that Comedy Central's management have now gone to iFlix. It's a new organization.
The head of Comedy Central moved to iFlix, which is apparently, I think, based
like
in
Showmax.
Malaysia, yes. Yeah.
A Malaysia. Are you really serious?
It's a Malaysian company, but they are global. They're global, but they're based. They began in Malaysia. I think he's running.
On the beach.
So that's it. But the new head of Comedy Central is quite cool, Dylan. Came from MTV, so he's been,
been
in the same company for a long time.
Yeah, it's the same stable.
Yeah, very nice man, yeah.
Okay, great. And
that's good.
I wanted to ask you about new comedians.
Right.
We've got a lot all of a sudden, and they're all very good. Are you investing? Are you putting compost into the bedding of the comedian flowers?
We try and help where we can. There are a lot of new comics. There are a lot of good ones. There are a lot of shit ones as well.
Yeah, there's compost.
There's got to be. But so we do the Savannah Newcomer Showcase at the Soweto Theatre once a year, which is very cool. If they register in the awards and they're a first-timer and they qualify for that showcase, we'll bring them from wherever they are in South Africa, put them up for a night, give them a five-minute slot. That goes on
TV. That's 5 minutes.
Mm.
Okay, only so you can prepare. That's not too taxing.
But it's like Montreal. You know, you go halfway around the world to do 5 or 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And
depends on the reaction.
People work for years on that 5 minutes. Here we think, if I just write enough pages, then I've got 5 minutes. They don't realize there's a whole process of like refining and whatever.
True.
So they work on that. And then, so that's a big one that gets them a TV exposure. And then we're working on some other ideas for digital, like distribution of new talent on video. So that's something which we're hopefully going to make some progress on this year.
We have to. What, like for instance, you had a... For the first time, I was quite amazed. Afrikaans festival called Koksnaks. What? Machtag.
Machtag.
Is that on record?
Yes. It's been filmed by CakeNet, who shelved it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was filmed and edited, and then we don't own it, so they paid for the filming.
And die naam van Karen Meyer broadcast it.
So they wanted us to do something edgy and comedy and stand-up related, and it was a beautiful show. I mean, it was Peter Eindert and Rian van Heerden, who's amazing, and I love the show. We could have sold some more tickets to pay for it, but anyway, we'll be doing it again.
Good.
And you know, I would love to talk about that because I think it would be amazing. But yes, so we learned a lot. And what was amazing was watching an arena, let's say 1,000, 1,100 people. You know, you need more to fill an arena, but on the night as it happened, that's what we had.
Mm.
Watching from like 55-year-old Afrikaans kind of, middle sort of market fan, and then, you know, starting a show with Peter Eindert doing their own remixes of like Afrikaners is Plasierig.
Mm.
It was just a beautiful moment, and they were a bit like dumbfounded, and then it all just blossomed. And then by the end, you know, Rian coming on going, Neofolk Exegay, and
whoa,
like, I mean,
fantastic.
It was just like a beautiful, I mean, he did this hilarious piece about in nature where homosexuality occurs, and he spoke about this one particular kind of primate that their greeting is where the males reach over and grab each other's schlong and give it a quick tug.
Oh, nice.
That's the greeting. And he started saying, I mean, it would be weird outside the builder's warehouse. What a pit. Hello, and then, hello, Dominie. And
more appeal, I'm going to repeat.
So it was this kind of, you know, what you've been doing for years, bringing this kind of alternative thinking to the Afrikaans mainstream.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful, and I really hope we can do more of that, because for me, it's not about the scale of the show, or it's like working with beautiful people like Bitter Eind. I mean, they're amazing Afrikaans creative musical geniuses with graphics and all this beautiful shit, and just, you know, video sketch work, Hannes and Melt. I mean, just really great young Afrikaans comics. Monique Nokia, who really did a great job. The whole thing was just it's just beautiful, and so we'd like.
So we're waiting.
I promise.
Why can't they give it to Showmax just and get it over and done with?
Well, the last I heard, they were going to put it on video on demand on one or other platform because it's elective, so you have to choose it. It doesn't
Showmax.
Just appear in your living room. But we'll see. You know, we'll see.
I want to ask you, why are there so few comics, female comics, around? What is it? What scares them, or what puts them off?
It's a global thing. It always has been a global. You know, there were less. I think now it's changing. There are not as few female comics as you think in this country. We have an all-female stand-up show called Bitches that we've done. And the first one we did several years ago, we had to use all the female comics in the country and fly them from different provinces. This year, or the year before, when we did it last, we didn't have to. We could choose from... like, awesome. We could decide who we wanted. We didn't have to necessarily use all the female comics. So there are more than there've ever been, but it is a global weirdness. And I hope we catch up with the world and it just becomes not such a big issue. You know. But it is weird that it was male dominated for a long time.
I think it's probably because the women are now right on saying, I'm out of the kitchen, I'm out of good behavior, I'm out of everything.
Yeah.
And we all go like, yeah. So it's it's normal for women.
But also to get great female comics where you don't necessarily see them as a female comic. So in other words, I always say when I watch Tumi Morake perform, I'm not really watching a female comic. Or if I'm watching Celeste and Thule, I'm not really watching a female comic. I'm just watching a good comic.
I feel the same with Casper de Vries.
I feel the same. It's exactly the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, good point.
Very good point. Yes. Yeah. I just want to say hello to Myrto in Washington. He sent a message just now. He's got jet lag.
Oh, dear.
So I think it's like 1 o'clock in the morning there or something. He's listening live. Hope it's going well there. I hope the snow is the snow on your table and not outside. No, I'm joking. I'm talking absolute cock. Well, thanks, Myrto, for listening.
John's eyes went wide when you said that.
I know, I'm talking absolute nonsense. Here we go. John, we are still listening to fucking Twin Peaks. Forgotten about this.
I thought it was quite lovely.
It is. No, it is quite lovely. It is like putting you in an esoteric mood, but there. we have to go to our next section, unfortunately. So here we go. Unfortunately.
Stove boobies from J8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
John, who's this?
Is that the Rockettes?
No. The Rockettes are women. This is a man. Is this going as a man?
Is it Jimmy Valley? What's his name?
No, you're right. You're in the right style.
Right.
No, let me play you something else of his.
It's Frankie Valli, that's the guy's name.
Yeah, that's the Four Seasons you're thinking of. No, it's not.
I love. This is.
Huh?
I know this.
Breaking up is hard to do. Don't take your love away from me. Don't you leave my heart in misery.
I really know this. And did he die in a plane crash? No.
No, he did. Not Buddy Holly.
Not Buddy Holly.
He's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah, it's like a has-been.
Ouch.
No, maybe I'm wrong about that. I think he plays resorts in Malaysia.
And breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is
I know this so well.
Okay, Charmaine, tell us.
Well, that Breaking Up It Hard to Do is from 1975, if I'm not wrong. Yes.
Wow.
And this guy has...
I think it's 65.
Seven.
This sounds a bit like earlier than 70s.
Yeah, it does, Charmaine. Okay. Thanks for your fucking research.
Freaking version. You know, I just want to swear like a Cape Coloured right now at you.
That is so racist.
Because that's who I am, Papa. So, anyway, but he's also had like more than 5 songs that he has composed.
He's composed more than 5 songs.
Yeah.
Among me.
That's a
workaholic.
Midnight Oil.
Well, so sometimes in collaboration with other people. Neil Sedaka.
I wouldn't have known that name.
It's Neil Sedaka.
I wouldn't have known that name. Ik weet glad nie wie dit is.
No, you would.
But I know the song, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, is a very famous song.
It's his song.
But I never
Neil Sedaka.
I'm a 70s boy. Baby.
Well, he's 77 years old now, so
no,
I understand that you
And
say
he's
you
busy
don't know.
In Thailand. He's going from resort to resort, sort of trying to touch the young
lady
people.
Boys.
Shame.
Yeah.
Now,
what? And I wanted to say that he's got a classic, actually, the Stoff Poopie of Stoff Poopies, which we're going to play now.
Right.
His classic song, which is like a evergreen song. Everyone knows that. We're going to play that
even
now.
Even you would know that, Gavin.
Even you know the song. But I want to play you this because he helped with this song.
What?
Who's this?
ABBA.
Yes.
So when ABBA wanted to enter the Eurovision Song Contest of 1973, they thought they'd get someone to write the lyrics in English because they were Swedish.
Ah.
So Neil Sedaka wrote this. It's the lyrics.
Wow.
But they didn't win, they didn't enter, they didn't represent Sweden, and the next year they did with Waterloo, their own song. But this is also Neil Sedaka.
I mean, this might be why they didn't enter this. It makes too much sense for them. This is a very, very sensical...
Yeah, it's too sensical. Yeah, it's like the Eurovision is turtles on my pillows and stuff like that.
Which makes it cool. Exactly.
More information. Is he married? Is he gay? What's happening with Neil?
Are there any turtles on Neil's pillow? Is what
I believe his sexuality has nothing to do with us.
Really?
He is married, of course. Well, not of course. He's married with
a girl, because nowadays you can be married with a fucking man.
Exactly.
What up, Gavin? What up?
Gavin! Yes. Like Gavin!
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, his wife's name is Liebe Strasper.
Wow, I love your pronunciation.
Mm.
Well, she's actually Polish-Russian Jewish.
She was a matroness out at Auschwitz.
Ashkenazi Jew from back Polish-Russian. And his dad is also a Jewish, Sephardi Jew from the Turkish.
A party Jew. What the fuck is a party Jew? Do they just go around?
You know those curly things? They
from Turkish origin, okay. And he has Yeah. Massage tears. Okay. The Casper says I should go on. Yes, he has two children. One is a female. She works in music and television. And the boy has three kids. And he has three. Yeah, that's his three grandchildren. He's a screenwriter. So it's all in the.
So he hasn't been in any scandal?
Not that I know of. I don't do people's scandals, otherwise they're going to start looking at mine.
Quiet life where everyone's made it out. That's great.
Well, not if you listen to Casper's, review of his personal life.
No. I love Neil. I love Neil, but he just had that one song. The rest, he's a bit effeminate. I don't know.
Is it?
He's gay, yeah. But hiding it. That's how I feel he sings.
Right,
I love a calendar. That was you're still very young then. But now when he's older and you have this strange looking feminine guy with a boopy in Malaysia at the resort singing I love my calendar girl. You're in for shit, you know? But what is
it's right up John's because he said he's been listening to musicals a lot recently.
Yes.
So you can totally What
musicals?
Well, he said he was listening to a lot of musicals.
Has Neil Sedaka written musicals?
No, but that's the kind of music that goes like, it's like wild and busy. No.
Oh, fuck me sideways.
Okay. Okay, that's wonderful.
I can't. I don't have the equipment to do that.
You can get it online.
You can get it online, millennial.
So
you fucking millennial.
Oh, my God, my ears are blushing.
I'm so sorry. So what's his big, big, big hit? Can I start playing it?
Yes.
What's the song? Oh, it's so evergreen. Everyone fucking sings it. Elvis sang it.
There was a man.
Good Lord.
Don't you know Gavin?
It sounds like Karen Carpenter.
I think he wrote for them as well.
He worked with her, yes, as well. And like you say, I'm hearing what you're saying now, Cassie.
Through
his yes, say evergreen.
Did ABBA sing this?
No, Neil Sedaka. And then people like
Clay Aiken,
Barbara Streisand, Clay Aiken. Elvis Presley, they all sang this.
Okay, I don't think I've ever heard this version.
Yeah. That way. Yeah, because you don't know what the fuck is this, a man or a woman
singing?
It's him.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm hearing him now.
I can
now.
See why you're worried about the Thai resorts. Wow. Within his
silence. And solitaire is the only game in town.
Okay.
And
Gavin's with us.
It's a lonely song.
It's very lonely.
Shame.
Sorry, dude. Goes on around him
everywhere.
He's playing solitaire. And keeping to himself begins to deal. And still the king of hearts is well concealed. Another losing game comes to an end, and he deals them out again. A little
Swai, jou silusakke in Sumatra.
Ram, 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 ram. Dis Casper Radio.
So that was our guest, Neil Sedaka. The stof poepie. He's still alive. He's still alive. 77.
He's still alive, 77, you know.
Thank you, Neil, for solitaire. Yeah. It's nice beautiful. Lift.
So it was high. I can sneeze as a vrou. Yes.
Apparently, he sang that song. He gave Clay Aiken that song because his wife wanted Clay Aiken to sing that song.
Oh, my God. She's a fag hag.
Heibel. I'm done talking.
Someone said that the name for that is fruit fly.
Oh, that's a nice new one.
What the fuck is this? Oh, it's my phone. Oh. No, I can't answer now.
Could it again, your mama?
Oh, you it's know. Here. Oh, it was on the... No, it's not my mama. Oh, Myrto says it is snowing. Now Myrto is fucking talkative because he's got jet lag. His eyes are this big. He says that it is snowing in Washington. Didn't Anne Murray sing Solitaire? He's now just talking.
Oh, well.
It's time for you to go to sleep, Myrto. Yeah, it is Solitaire. You're right. I want to ask you some very serious shit now, Sir John, and that is, what is this thing about censorship and hate speech? And what is happening?
So, I mean, ultimately not much. The media has jumped on the fact that you could put a clown in jail for saying bad words. Mm. What's really happening is that the government is trying to curry favor with the public. And they can go on about nationalizing mines, or they can threaten to grab land or whatever. But now what they're saying is they want to punish people for being hurtful. So they're trying to squash together two different things. One is a hate crime. So, for example, this kidnapping where this little guy was kidnapped and abused.
That's he's talking about something that just happened in Chicago.
Yes.
A mental retard kind of a guy was maltreated,
abducted,
tortured
for several hours and tortured, and they filmed it
and they filmed it
on Facebook. Yeah.
So
that's a hate crime. Corrective rape is a hate crime. They're trying to say that what Penny Sparrow did is equivalent. So a hate speech is like a hate crime, and therefore it's criminal, and then you can go to jail. Further to that, they've not designated satire or entertainment as a separate art as a separate issue. So in other words, Cusper using the N or the K word on stage.
I never do.
Not that you ever have, but for example, Peter Dirk Ace and his body of work.
Yes, he does.
Has used those words and
in context.
Absolutely. And the outcome of his use of those words is great satire, which raises awareness and hopefully changes society. So you can't say that Peter Dirk Ace should go to jail because he did what Penny Sparrow did. And so there's a lot of confusion around whether this thing is actually to better society or whether it's just giving the government more weapons to jail its critics. Because the truth is, painting the president's cock is not the same as Penny Sparrow, calling people monkeys. It's not the same thing. Mm. And so what we have all done is joined together with a very well-known and respected lawyer, Dario Milo, who specializes in this kind of law. He's very kindly offered to help us to organize our submission proposed wording of the bill. The bill will go through. That's something which we've been
really?
Taught.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
it's pretty much like a done deal. But what we can do is we can appeal for a...
When you say we...
Well, they're a group of comics. We've got together and just decided to do something rather than tweet like most South Africans about this hate speech bullshit. Like, okay, go and have another cappuccino. You're not helping anyone. So we are formally tabling submissions. So there are questions. Like, in this wording, there is no mention of context or framework or outcome or intention. Like, those are all important things. For example, if one of my black friends self-references as the N-word or refers to another black friend of his as the N-word, do we change the law based on the fact that the context is different? So in other words, if you refer to yourself as the N-word, do we jail you? Because you've technically used hate speech against yourself. Now, is the argument that the work undermines your psyche because of history, in which case we have to protect you from undermining your own psyche, and therefore we must jail you. It doesn't make sense. So it's a flawed idea. And the problem is that the implementation and the enforcement of that law can never be just. And so we need to work that out. Am I never allowed to use the K word when I talk about racists in my stage show? Because then I can never ever raise the specter against which I want to rebel or retaliate. So can art never be provocative ever again? What is obscene? Traditionally the world has given art a get out of jail card. You're allowed to dabble and transgress in order to create work that will generates a reaction. So those are all important things. The bill at the moment has got words like gesture, contempt, ridicule. They're very broad terms.
Very,
what is ridicule to you may not be to me. So, and the other thing is, how do we define a satirist or an artist? Because you can't just be Penny Sparrow and then go, oh, I was just being satirical.
Yeah.
I had that from a DJ who's a bit stupid, and he's like, oh, I'll just say I'm a comedian. I'm like, well, no, because you have to leave your job and then earn your money from doing what we do.
Exactly.
And you won't do that because the market decides whether you get to have a career or not, and you're not good enough. So, so it's quite a lot to wade through, but you know, I'd like to see a moratorium on all laws being written, new laws, until we figure out if our leadership is criminal or not. I think that's quite an important thing, because the court makes a ruling and then no one listens to them.
Yeah, because I mean, in the broader public mind, I think we anyway think that our leadership is criminal. I mean, look at what they did with the Constitution. It's like ride roughshod over it. Yeah. And then they go back and they say, oh, was that criminal?
Yes, you know, exactly.
So, I mean, it's almost like a... Like you say, it's like an excuse to start hounding people for the wrong reasons and to not be criticized.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're going to put Cusper in jail for saying faggot, okay, but you let Omar al-Bashir leave this country without being arrested. So what's the real win of putting Cusper in jail when he's trying to do some satire, but you allow an actual war criminal to leave your country and not face the law? And then instead of like going, okay, well, we made a mistake or whatever.
But you see, that's the criticism. That's what you're talking about is kind of like what you, it's like you're highlighting what should have been done or what is morally more supposed to be done, you know, and it gets brushed over. So, and if you're in the kind of leadership situation where we're in now, you don't really want to be criticized.
No. And then what happens is we leave the International Criminal Court. We just leave. We say, no, 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 this is not for Africans because it doesn't work the way we work. Okay, but like war crimes are war crimes. I mean, I thought that was the idea. It's not about West or East or African or whatever. If you're a dictator who's murdered people, I'm not sure in which context that's okay. You know, so unfortunately, we're living in a time when satirists are going to become much more important than ever before. Like when Peter Dirk Ace was doing his anti-apartheid stuff, it was very, very necessary for satire to exist.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any protection, and he just worked. He was like arrested, and he was questioned, and you know they messed with his life financially, and they kind of made his life difficult. It wasn't that important once we had democracy, because there's no oppression, apparently. Now that oppression's coming back, satirists have to be protected at all costs, because they're the ones who, that's the frog, you know, in the boiling thing, or that's the canary in the cage in the mine. It's the the first sign of trouble. And if they come after us, it's only a question of time until they come after you. You know, if I'm wrong for saying it, well, then when you say it, what's going to happen to you?
Again, like you say, that within, you know, there must be context and rara and rara and rara. So, but... Yeah, I think we're in for a long haul. I think we all have to start talking, not just, you know, comedians and, you know, I think it should go out as per everyone should say, and whether it's wrong or right, but through all of that, we can sift through what is cuck and what is good and what we can work with and what we can go forward with. But I think the minute we start saying, no, you can't say that, we're in trouble anyway.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I think there should be, we should all really start helping.
And ironically, the one comedian who's actually spoken for the hate bill is the only comic who's been found guilty of pulling a gun on someone in the street after racially slurring them and then accusing them of racially slurring him. So already you can see the problem with people who support this thing.
Yeah.
The thing is that obviously we need comedians and especially satirists, because they are like, as he said, the voice that you listen to. They are very important people and you open your ears when they speak. But if they speak nonsense, it goes down as bad writing, not hate speech.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you're a satirist, that's your job. That is very important, and you highlighted that. One must remember the difference between that and some cunt on Twitter.
Absolutely. And I'm against some cunt on Twitter using bad words to hurt people.
Absolutely.
I totally agree with that. I think I raise a child. She's 15 in this country, and I don't want those people to have – that's against everything I've taught my child. So I'm with everyone on hate speech. Like, I think hate speech definitely must be addressed, and we've got damaged people in our society. And I think we've got, like, there's a psyche. I talk about, you know, white privilege in the show. And the other thing which emerged for me in the research is black rage and or black anger, because rage sounds like it's uncontrolled. I think blackness has endured a lot of damage, and there's an incredible anger, and it's deep and it's long, and it's like, I don't understand it. But you start to understand the anger amplifying when white people try and downplay black anger.
Mm-hmm.
There's black anger. I'm not judging it. I'm just saying it exists. Yeah. And I think if we're going to help, we've got to address
it. We've got to say that
absolutely.
It is so.
Absolutely.
Because it is, I mean, that is so true. I mean, yeah. I walk around and I go, okay, down girl, down girl, down girl.
Yeah, you know? And why should you have to?
Yeah, but you know, and then it also, it goes over several levels, because sometimes it's the same kind of thing that I have to deal with as a woman, you know, that where I know that so I get that as a woman as well.
There's woman anger. You know, yeah.
So it's on different levels, and sometimes you get the two combined. So, I mean, and it's good that we're angry about it, and it's good that we see that we're angry, you know, and it's good that we don't gloss over the fact that, you know, we're downplaying.
Well, I think we try to gloss over it, and it hasn't worked. Like, there's still angry people, so we should address the anger. Yeah, absolutely.
It's suppressed, so then it gets worse.
100%.
So, I don't know.
I mean, at least you get, I think just white South Africans need to take a long, like, pause and just look at people and go, you know what? I can see that you're very angry. And I don't know if I can fix it right now, but I want to acknowledge the fact that I get it now. You're not just being the uppity black person.
Or say, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Explain it to me.
Yeah. You know, I can see you're really mad. And, you know, I have a friend and we go through different motions where I go like, yeah, you can't say that. And she also now knows there's certain things she goes like, I'm not going to go there. But she's open to the discussion.
Yeah.
You know, possibly because she feels safe with me, because it's a matter of, look, girl, that thing is real. You know, between you and me, we can't do that. And certain things, you know, she makes me get away with murder or more. But
isn't that the kind of dialogue you want between South Africans? Mm-hmm. You want that honest, like, look, when you do that, that's fucking not cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And also the person being receptive to saying, okay, is that right?
What do we do about people who don't understand detailed comedy?
you know
what I'm saying?
I know what you mean, stupid people.
People. John Flissner says this or that, and then, but you don't you understand the joke?
Yeah, it's a fucking huge problem. I mean, satire is not for the stupid. It's not for the masses. It's not, you know, wrestling is for the masses.
Mm.
Trump is for the masses.
Mm.
Populism. So the kind of wild and hugely magnetic but ultimately meaningless rantings of Julius Malema. I can fall in love with listening to him talk. I know, but it's hugely popular, and so that is a problem where artists have to say fuck you. Like, we're not going to bow down on this one, because it's our job to tear the scab off and see what's underneath.
Absolutely.
You know, and poke the nerve, and you know, I know it's hurtful, but like, there has to be some hurt. Where you don't want hurt is in the school or by the police or at the hospital or from your leadership. But don't come and lump me in with Penny Sparrow, because fuck you, I'm not Penny Sparrow.
Yes.
Like, ultimately, Penny Sparrow is an idiot, and there are idiots who've also chased her. They're all idiots together. Unfortunately, they've got a theme. That's the worst thing, is with an idiot with a theme, because then they feel justified. I don't know what the answer is. And as much as we all think it's cool for social media, it's given everyone a voice, and not everybody deserves a voice.
No.
Like, nobody can tell you to stop talking and take your voice away.
Yeah.
But having a voice does not fucking mean I have to listen to every word you say.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be allowed to go, fucking, that is the biggest lot of bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's natural life. Whereas now we're building this fucking, like, Swedish level of everything is right because you have the right to be right. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to work. And that you've got the choice, as you say, to then also not go to the show of this guy who offends you, or this woman who offends you. You don't go. It's not my kind of humor.
Yes.
But that it is humor, that is in the fact that this person is selling tickets to a show on a stage. So you can't say it is a Penny Sparrow. I'm just reiterating what you said.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, one of the things you do when you are an audience is you elect to willingly suspend your disbelief. Like, that's a fundamental it's a fundamental principle of entertainment. We have all agreed, we've conspired to go to this place, and then allow this fiction to occur. Mm-hmm. It's not a lecture, a public lecture by a university. It's a fucking show. So you know, if we've all elected to do that, surely in that space you can't take it as John Vlismas said, you know, blah, blah, blah about evolution. Because it's a show. And so, you know, if you're stupid enough to believe it's real, then you also believe the little people inside your TV, which is fucking hard when it's only 4 millimeters deep.
Mm. You're very flat. Very flat people. But the thing is also, like, for your shows, we go there to be shocked. We like it. We are waiting with expectation to hear something. You go, oh
my God,
you know, but you're good at it, you know. Hopefully,
if I'm bad, I get a shit review and then nobody will come.
Yeah, like, people will boo. But I mean, if you put a light on a subject in a different way that you see differently, and you go, that is the job of the satirist.
But can I say, you all know me, and I cringe when I swear words, but for me to go to a John Vlismas show and not hear you use the F word is going to be abnormal.
Yeah.
Because that is like who you are. That is like part of your package. So yeah. I go there to sort of, you know.
Are you like forearmed? You prepared for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that why you didn't come to see my show, because of the P word? Because it was there.
No. You taught me how to say the P word on this very show.
Pretoria.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. That is what he did to me. He does that.
Yeah, when he brings out the best in people.
He does.
Before we forget, we got another section.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
And out there, we play absolutely horrible music or fantastic music. Today, thank God, it's fantastic music.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah. Now, we know, and I've checked this with Jonty, there is a sexual term called scatting.
Yes.
You know what that is?
I do.
Tell her.
That's a jazz term.
Poo play, basically.
Well, poo?
Poo play.
Michael Poo play. Yes, it is. Scatting.
Scatting, I know, is a jazz term.
No.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toby.
Yeah, but no, I think Yvonne spoke about that as well when she was on the show.
Yeah, it's poo, playing with poo, wherever. But no, we're not going to. No, we're not going to go there, darling.
Don't worry.
No, we're going to Google that. We're going to find out what that is all about.
Near my scat, luister vir my. What's on scat? Sorry.
No. There is one video which it's hard to find on the net, but it's the ultimate scat video. And when you see it, you'll wish you'd never seen it.
Yeah.
Really?
I've seen it.
Okay. I'm not going to say what it's called. I'm not going to let
you. Okay, then I won't. But you know, just to open the mind and see. Cause
yes.
We need information. We need information.
But let's not talk shit now. Let's talk about the art of scatting.
Yeah.
Now, wow. That is fantastic if you do it right. It is extremely, what is that, cerebral?
Cerebral.
You got to be clever to do this, because you are going on a improvised musical journey with your voice. And one of the best scatters out there is the dear Ella Fitzgerald. She was amazing with that. So we're going to listen to her scatting today on our Out There section. Are you ready, Ella? Okay, so
it's just warming up. Just clearing your throat.
Okay, so have a listen, people. This is miraculous, and I'm going to switch off the mics now because we're laughing. But this is going to be great. This Ella scatting.
So we'd like to just do a little impromptu thing, and thought maybe this would fit in with the theme. Okay, you know. Or would you rather do the blues? Do the blues? Oh, you don't know the blues? Okay. All right. Shum ding ding boom boom bing ding 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 Bum,
That's all, folks.
There you go.
Yay!
Ah, the magic of Ella Fitzgerald. Isn't that just fantastic?
Wowzers.
Gorgeous.
I am box-backed.
Imagine you were there live in that vibe. Yuh. I would have cried, I think.
The weirdest thing is that she does all that blah 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 blah, blah whatever. Then yeah. You say it's then you think it's a lot of blah blah. But in the second verse she does exactly the same thing. How amazing. Oh, do you know what I'm talking about? Like the hookies what she's doing, but you know skating. Like
skating.
Blah, blah, blah.
Skating.
Skating work. Skating.
She got solving skating.
But it's kinda like on par with the jaunty move.
Oh, yeah.
No. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. No, she's fantastic. And I think there's also a market for these people at auctions now.
You know, a sale every show.
Yeah, with jazz band. Okay, I've got 250, 250.
Oh, I can't now.
250, 250, 250. I've got three. Yeah.
But you know what? The Charmaine and I were talking about it now during the while we were listening to the song, like the conversation we had before the song. We were thinking of that. I was thinking of poop like the whole time.
Oh, well, no!
Most of the time.
Oh, Kevin, wow. Get your head out of the gutter.
But that was a treat. Thank you very much.
It was great, eh? Yeah. I'm sort of rejuvenated after this. John, is there anything, Sir John, that we still haven't discussed that we should?
I think there are many, but I was going to wait till we were off air, but I
wish you a fantastic new year.
Thank you, and you too. And let's all hope we all stay alive, because
we must. Eh?
I mean, the fact that we lived through 2016 means we are the untalented people. Mm. Because
the talented ones,
they all died.
They died.
All of them. So yeah. So I think it's going to be a good year, and we'll see what happens with the bill.
Good luck with that.
And there's lots of shows coming. I'm looking forward to seeing one of your shows this year.
Yeah.
That'll be good. I may have to come to Bloem if you're there next.
Can I just say one word? Yeah. Potch, potch.
Oh,
be
you
careful.
See, I knew about that.
No, don't do Bloem. Don't do Bloem. But I'm going to be there. You know what? What's her name? Kathy's Pacific. She's got a new venue called Club 69, I think.
Oh, wow. Where's that?
In Cape Town.
Really?
And I'm going to perform there.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds quite cool. It's my kind of vibe.
It's an intimate theater, and it is very sweet and comfy and red velvet and cock. So I can't wait to go there.
It sounds like my vibe. Maybe I'll just go to Club 69
Go to Club 69.
I think so.
Okay, but I'll see you there then.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show, and I really appreciate it. Did you enjoy these 2 hours?
I loved them. They went by like 20 minutes.
Hey?
It was so quick. Yeah. It was like time travel.
It was like a hump.
It was like a hump. It was like
20-minute hump.
Well, 20 minutes a bit long, but I mean, I'm just saying, it's like a couple of humps.
There's honesty. Yeah. There's honesty, and then there is honesty.
A show like a camel, a couple of humps.
And then you're very thirsty.
Yes. Oh, my God. But we did offer you water, but no.
No, you did. I don't. I don't drink anymore. Even water, giving up everything. I live by osmosis.
Oh, fantastic. And we're getting there through evolution. If you want to see The Good Racist, see it. It's a fantastic show. I saw it last year, and it really makes you think, and it is state of the art, and John Vlismas at his best. He's one of the best we've got in the world.
Woohoo! Oh, thanks.
The planet Earth. And now...
And I've that fart can mean anything.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play us out. I've got to finish because they're showing me stuff there. So what we're going to do is Key and Peele, and I don't want to talk sex now, but Key and Peele is a name of a TU, and they're very funny. And they made a joke about the scatting, where two guys were scatting, but they were fucking dissing each other in the scat. It's very funny. Have a listen to this. And till next time.
Goodbye, stay well, bye-bye,
body got red.
Goodbye, bye, well, teens are
bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go for your boy, you want to keep your hands off my woman. Your woman, I saw her, but don't you put your hands on her. But don't you put your hands on her. That's me.
for the scat style of Rex, the Bone Daddy Ronnie, and Teddy 12 Tones Loose.
CliffCentral.com.